But we gonna break up, cause I done seen you without makeup, and it's caked up, and I done seen you when you wake up, and the first thing you do that turned me off was how you pee. You be leaving the bathroom door open and checking on me, like, bitch, take your time, cause you ain't about to waste it. And the only time I have fun with you is when we getting high and getting naked, face it. Talk a lot of shit, cause I'm the nigga in this bitch. I said I talk a lot of shit, like I'm the nigga in this bitch. I got a partner, this nigga grown as fuck. This nigga is the manager at Rallies, and his first name is Chuck. This is the type of shit that I be talking about. I told the nigga he need to quit this week and get a brand new job at the Waffle House. But he ain't want to hear that. He put his motherfucking apron on and went to the back. I'm like, man, what's up? This nigga like, bitch, shut up. We out of ketchup. I'm like, nigga, are you serious?
Nah, always out of shit.
Let me stop. Because this ain't got shit to do with why we here today. These are just thoughts that I be having by myself. Man, you ain't made this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you ain't even made this shit.
I made a few of them.
You made this.
Yeah.
What kind of wood is this?
That's bird's eye maple.
Bird's eye maple.
Yeah.
You a different kind of nigga, bruh. About bird's eye maple, nigga. Who put you up on that?
It was on sale at the lumber yard that day and it looked interesting. Figured I'd try it out. Something different.
All right, man. You Amish, bruh?
Nah.
You got the beard.
Nah.
And you make furniture.
Nah. Nah.
All right, man. You ready?
Yeah, let's go.
I don't believe you ready, man.
I guess.
I mean, you make tables and shit, man.
I make a lot of stuff. I make beds, furniture, all types of stuff.
You can make us a couch for the trap.
Nah, I don't do upholstery.
I'm saying you can, like, frame the couch out, and then we can send it to Big Rob and then let him do it.
We gonna exchange info right there.
Man, hold up, it's time to do it then. The black market is open. Wake up, wake up. It's time to spend some money with the blacks. The blacks are here. The blacks, the black people, they have things to sell. The black people. I wish that was my real voice sometimes. Welcome back to the Black Market. Hello, I'm your host, Carlos Miller of the 85 South Show. The Black Market is open again. Now, this is the Black Market, man. Black Excellence Spotlight. We got somebody dope as hell in here with us today, man. We done had all types of people on this show, entrepreneurs and people who sell Bitcoin and shoes and collectors and teachers and entertainers and people who do skincare and beauticians and teachers, but today, we got my man Mike Jones in here, and he is one of the coldest black architects of engineers. Now, I'm gonna dress it up, Mike, because I don't want to say you just make furniture. Like you say, you do a lot of stuff. You an architect, an engineer, a production company.
I can't say all of that, man. I got friends that's engineers.
Who gonna tell me what I can't say, Mike? You did. You made this. IKEA don't sell this.
You right. You right about that.
So
right,
first of all, I'm giving you a salute on the vision and the follow through, man. Everybody got ideas, but we touching your creation right now. Mm-hmm. That's different.
Yeah,
different
yeah,
type
yeah.
of. Now I put some magazines on this shit.
Yeah, I do.
How you start this, Mike?
I started off, I don't know, I bought a mattress on Amazon Prime Day.
Okay.
And I don't think I had enough money to buy like a new bed frame. And I decided to try and make like a bed frame first.
Right.
And it worked out, I guess. And I guess I started doing a bunch of my other furniture and stuff around my house just to try it out. And then that rolled into other people. I actually started posting it. And that rolled into like other people asking me to build stuff for them. And
so you ordered a bed off Amazon.
And
then
a mattress.
And then you ordered the shit and you was like,
gotta make it work.
I could make something with this shit. And then you just built the shit that you didn't buy?
Yeah, basically. I mean, I've seen people, my parents, like, they both own businesses and stuff growing up. So, like, they renovated all their properties and everything. So I used to always, like, help my parents and my dad out with, like, random tasks. And I hated it, I guess, back then. But then I kind of tried to do something, like, that I wanted to do other than, you know, working on a property.
Yeah.
And I guess, I don't know, I enjoyed it. I got a little bit of enjoyment from it. And I guess it came out kind of cool, too.
Man, that shit dope as hell. It's futuristic as fuck.
Futuristic.
Man, how do you start a project like this? Like, where did you start with this?
Picking out the type of wood, finding...
That's what she said.
I'm joking.
Come pick out this wood!
I really, yeah. I mean, before I even got into it, like, I didn't know, like, that there were so many different types.
Hell
and stuff,
yeah.
And I just like, I was like, I guess I thought people just like stained them or painted stuff the color they wanted. And then I like found out like the true actual like woods and the different colors that can be in them are a lot cooler. So first, most important thing, which is what my wife does, she's better at like picking out the stuff from the store.
See, you gotta have a wife. That's the one thing that I'm seeing, bro. You can't do shit out here by yourself.
Yeah, they do.
Fuck around and get a wife, you might fuck around and make some shit like this. I get it, God. I hear what you're saying. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing yet.
Tell the truth.
But I'm in the black market, so keep going.
Yeah, but yeah, once you pick out, like, if you want a dark color or a light color, you know.
What's some of your favorite shit to work with?
Oh, by far, walnut.
Okay.
Walnut and cherry. Those are, like, my two favorite out of everything. But yeah, pick up what color you want, and I guess how much of it you're going to need for whatever project. And then
I need me some shit made out of cedar. I already see it.
Oh, really?
Smell.
Yeah.
You can't fuck with that cedar, man.
Uh-huh.
And redwood? Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
Fine, but just pretty much, usually I got a design that I already have fleshed out in my head. And sometimes I freestyle. The original table like this, it was definitely like a freestyle. I just like tried to figure out how to cut these angles on a table saw and not cut myself. That was the probably toughest thing.
How long did it take you to put something like this together?
Start to finish, probably 2 weeks. Yeah, not bad.
Man, you cold as hell. That's the part that I'm mad about.
Most of it is waiting on the glass because I usually wait until the glass is ready or after I've ordered it to like fit it exactly to the width of the table or whatever the client wants. So,
see, that's what I'm mad about. I'm mad that it took me this long to know how dope this shit was. Like, I should have been new.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. A lot of people don't know you could, like, get custom furniture. It's like, I don't know, when you find out about custom clothes.
We can't get it from us, though.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't no whole lot of Mike Jones out there, bro.
I appreciate it.
Let them know your social media so they can see some more of your creations and things of that nature.
Check me out. My website is MikeJonesMadeIt.com. My Instagram is MikeJones_made it.
Jones made it.
Same thing.
Hell yeah. Where you from originally?
I'm originally from BR.
BR, there you go. Shout out to BR, man.
Yeah. Shout out to Port Hudson, Baton Rouge, Zachary, everybody.
Yeah. So where are your products available?
You can find me also on Etsy as well as my website. You can reach out to me, just send me an email as well. All of my work is custom and commission, so basically we set up a consultation and go from there.
Yeah, that's dope as hell, bro. So you saying all the people who we be laughing about all the time with these empty ass apartments and shit. Can hit you up and you'll do the whole thing.
Right. And I try to tell people, you know, a lot of people think it's like crazy expensive. It's an investment, but I like to work within people's budget. So like when they tell me what they envision or what budget they have, you know, it's not as unattainable as you might think.
And this is some high quality stuff. This ain't no shit.
It's not gonna be something that you're gonna have to get hauled off or you're just gonna throw away at the end of the year. So that's what I guess the investment is.
That's just crazy how like you just said I'm about to do something I wanna do. And this is what comes out of that.
I try.
Like, so when people, like you were saying, your parents renovated houses when you were growing up, people hit you when they renovating houses for like?
No, I'm not. And that's why at the beginning I was saying I'm not an architect or engineer or anything like that, because I respect all the trades and stuff. Like, to do built-in, like, building a perfect piece of furniture is way different than adapting something to an imperfect space, like a wall that's not flat or something that's not completely square. It takes a lot of tricks of the trade to make something look nice and that. So I turned down a lot of built-in work, though.
Yeah. So if somebody bought a new crib and was like, do your thing, Mike. Cabinets, everything. You do cabinets?
I can do a lot of... Nah, I do cabinetry, but that's a no. I know a dude. Look, before I got into this, I used to just think, you know, oh, it's just a saw and stuff. But like when I met people that like the only thing they do is build doors, and they have like $1 million business from doing cabinet doors, not the whole cabinet.
Nigga knocked on my door one day trying to sell me some windows, bro.
Yeah, so like.
And then he was like, "Hurry your windows." I was like, "Close."
This what you do? Oh man, but yeah. I specifically focus on just like furniture stuff. So like when you need tables, dining tables, beds, dressers, stuff like that, floating shelves, all that type of stuff.
You make gun cabinets?
I would love to do a gun cabinet. I'm not gonna lie, I would love to do that. Yeah, definitely.
That's dope. We're gonna rap.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Throw me your idea and we're gonna come up with something cool.
Yeah, my idea is a place where the guns are safe and they happy to be there. Nice cushions.
Five, some plush.
Yeah, I need something to pull out where the bullets are.
Mm-hmm.
Need bullets.
Little
need
compartment.
I need a bullet drawer.
Real.
I need a bottom shelf for all the cleaning supplies.
Got you.
Yeah, we definitely gonna need to be able to keep people away, keep them out.
Yeah, we can flesh something out, definitely.
Hey, man, well, I really appreciate you coming through here and sharing your talents, man. Let them know one more time where they can find you.
You can find me on my website at www.mikejonesmadeit.com or my Instagram at mikejones_made it. Or you can find me as well on Etsy as well, Mike Jones Made It. So,
man,
yeah,
well, I would definitely like to support your business.
Appreciate it.
And I got to get a few custom pieces, man. I try to support everybody who come through here.
Thank you.
You know, as a homeowner. Cat, look at this shit. My man Cat right here, he does renovations and shit. So he definitely going to want your information
as far as that.
So, the whole goal of this right here, man, is to bring some of us on so the people can know that we out here in different kind of markets.
Yeah,
they can hit us up directly and we can all lift each other up.
I appreciate it, man.
I know that we got a lot of people out here in the business world that might need a few tables or end tables or, you know, we know a lot of people in the real estate game. So hopefully by you bringing what you do to this platform, we can push you out to the network and people can hit you up and you be on back order for the next 2 years.
For sure.
You feel me?
Interior design.
I want your shit. I want people to be ordering your shit off Amazon,
man. Yeah, man. I appreciate it. Like, interior designers, stagers, real estate agents, definitely a lot of all y'all get at me. I know there's a lot of, like, black interior designers up and coming as well and a lot of stagers who do that, so reach out to me. I love to connect with people, and if you do things like upholstery as well, like you had mentioned, man, I would love to connect with people.
Big Rob do all kind of shit, man. So I would definitely love to see what y'all could come up with together.
I think we can do some cool chairs or something, man.
Hell yeah. That's what's up.
Man.
Well, shit, we'll talk more off camera, man.
For sure.
The black market all the way, where my shit at? All the way over. Mike Jones Made It. Custom furniture. Ain't no telling what you might see up in here next week.